Tuesday, December 7th. Principal concern at the staff meeting this morning was the foreign aid appropriation, which is a serious problem because there's no action and Ellender won't give us any action and won't do a continuing resolution. Feeling is that someone's got to convince the leadership that they've got to move on this. We can't relax and assume the last-minute crunch will take care of us because it won't work this time. The Democrats want to let it go down the drain to undercut Indochina. Feeling was that we have to avoid bringing the president into it, but we've got to work out a way of doing something to get action. The current continuing resolution expires at midnight tomorrow night. Main question today was a monumental Kissinger flap. He came in at midday and told me that, as he had warned me some time ago, if we got to a substantive impasse where state actually screwed something up on a substantive basis and he felt he couldn't deal with it, that he would resign. He has now reached that point because they've so totally screwed up India and Pakistan that he can't get it untangled adequately, and it's convinced him that they'll do the same on the Middle East when he moves into negotiating that, and therefore he's not going to be able to do it. He says that he would like, therefore, to wait till Congress leaves and then announce that he'll be resigning next year at around June before the political campaign. He's rationalized some thought that this will all fit together and work out fine. Obviously, he wants to get the drama of the resignation plus the benefit of staying on through China and then get out before the heat of the political campaign. I talked to him a little bit about it without making any attempt to dissuade him. And then because the president recognized there was a problem by the way Henry was talking with him, I filled him in on what Henry had said. And he was, of course, considerably concerned about it, but felt we should take a hard line with Henry and not back down to him. I talked to Henry again later in the afternoon. He came bouncing in before his backgrounder, and I tried to push to see what the problem is. It really, the trigger was Roger's talk at the dinner last night, which wasn't helpful as far as India-Pakistan is concerned, and mainly it's an ego problem of Henry resenting Roger's being called on both last night and yesterday afternoon when they were doing the TV filming. He says now that this indicates, as do other state actions, that they're not going to help in carrying out the plans. He points out that he could bring off the other things alone, such as Cienfuegos and so on, but India-Pakistan needs the help of others because there are about 30 factors to bring together. And he's found that he can't possibly count on state to do it, therefore he's going to be unable to bring off the Middle East, even though the president has agreed that he should negotiate it. But he won't have the backing of state and will, in fact, have their direct opposition. He got into some example of how they screwed things up with the Iranians via relating to Pakistan. And that Rogers, when confronted, backed off of it, admitted it was a mistake, and said he'll correct it, but that's too late because they only need one signal. He then raised a new side issue, which is that this ruins us vis-a-vis our Soviet posture because we can't let an American-Chinese friend, Pakistan, get screwed in a confrontation with the Soviet friend, India. I talked later this afternoon with the president about the whole thing again. He feels, as do I now, that there's more to this than just India-Pakistan, and there may be some personal problem with Kissinger, or maybe it is really just the hang-up over the dinner last night. In any event, I talked again with Henry and played it a little brutally with him this time by saying that if he was going to announce his resignation in December, he should resign in December. He couldn't just announce it and then hang on. And he said, oh, no, he couldn't do that because he couldn't leave the president alone to go to China. And I said, well, you couldn't go to China with him, having announced your resignation. That would put him in a much worse position. So I think I've given him something to think about, and we'll see what develops. I'm going to try to spend some time with him tomorrow and get a better reading. end of December 7th.